Good morning, this is Michael DeRosa, and today our text is Romans chapter 12, verse 15, which reads, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep." Rejoicing and weeping with one another helps forge our unity as a body of believers. It helps our brother and sister know that they're not alone. When our words fail us, this is the type of action that will be supportive and that will witness to our world the love that we have for one another in Christ. Weeping and rejoicing necessitate a certain level of candidness between us, which will aid us in seeing another person's joys and sorrows from their own vantage point. Through the agency of the Holy Spirit, my friends, Paul declares to us that this type of interaction is to be the norm for Christian fellowship, and that it firstly and continually comes about as we submit ourselves to God Himself. While our churches will grow as we share our gifts, how much more enriched will that sharing be when we have discovered how to share ourselves with each other by learning how to rejoice and weep with one another.